Successful selling and recruiting are the result of superb listening. Thus, the title of this particular session is 8 Ways to Improve Your Listening Skills. There's no doubt that being persuasive is a tremendous asset for any recruiter to possess. Here's the missing link. What do you need to be persuasive about? You need to be persuasive about the things your applicants have told you they want you to be persuasive in telling them. If you're off target and you're persuasive about the wrong things, you may as well not be persuasive at all, because all you're going to do is present the wrong recommendation, and that will raise some red flags for the applicant. It's fundamental to your success as a recruiter that you boost your empathy and have an in-depth understanding of your applicant. You need to understand his or her needs, interests, and desires to gain commitment from the applicant. You have to discover what your applicant needs so you can give the applicant what they want. Let's discuss the 2 master keys to finding out what your applicant wants most: asking and listening. By asking the right questions and listening to the responses, you allow your applicant to give you the pieces of the puzzle. Then, when you make a recommendation, you're simply putting the puzzle together for them. Far too many recruiters have serious misconceptions about the meanings of these 2 words, asking and listening. Too often, recruiters believe that asking only means requesting that someone sign an enlistment contract. This perception is common among salespeople in the private sector as well. You probably cannot remember the last time a salesperson asked you a question like, "How will you use it?" or "What do you like most about it?" before they asked whether you would like to pay with cash or credit. Let's briefly re-examine these 2 words and look at them from a value-based selling philosophy. Asking means that if you pose enough of the right questions of the right people during your sales interviews, you are more likely to gain a lot of accessions. Listening means that it's absolutely critical for a recruiter to pay attention to what the applicant says, then determine what they really mean by what they said. Too many people in the recruiting profession have been incorrectly advised to use their listening time to think of what to say after, and sometimes even before, the applicant finishes. To improve your listening skills, that focus must change. To survive in a crowded and highly competitive marketplace, recruiters must set aside their own interests so they can discover and satisfy the needs of their applicants. Let's take a look at 8 ways to improve your listening skills. Number 1, listen with your eyes, your heart, and your ears to be truly receptive to the message the other person is communicating. This is where your degree of empathy comes into play. Are you able to put yourself in the shoes of the other person? You cannot afford to have a listening barrier between you and your applicant. Number 2, give your applicant your undivided attention. Begin listening from the very first word and don't let your mind wander off. Number 3, focus on what the applicant is saying and not what they're going to say next or what you're going to say next. Don't try to read into what you think the other person is saying. Help the other person convey his or her meanings accurately to you. This can be easily accomplished by saying something like, "That's interesting. Tell me more." There's nothing wrong with saying any of the following: "I don't understand what you mean. Could you clarify that for me? Could you expand on that a little bit? Could you define that in greater detail for me? I'm sorry, I don't understand. Can you give me an example of what you mean?" Number 4, never interrupt an applicant, but be interruptible. Interrupting is offensive and rude. It also sends the message that you're not serious about listening or understanding what the person is really saying. On the other hand, if you are talking and your applicant starts to speak at the same time, immediately stop talking and listen to what they have to say. Number 5, control as many outside interruptions as possible. If you're meeting in your office, turn off your phone unless you're expecting an emergency call and give your undivided attention to the applicant. Additionally, turn off the computer speakers so that you don't hear any of those annoying vocal or musical email notifications. Unless you need your computer for the interview, we suggest that you turn off the monitor to keep from any distractions. Lastly, if you have a private office and can shut the door, do so. Someone who enters the lobby area during your interview does not need to hear what the 2 of you are discussing. If you are meeting an applicant at a location other than your office, such as their home, school, or place of business, turn your cell phone off and keep it out of sight. Even a vibrating cell phone can break concentration. Number 6, put your body into it. Get involved. Show your applicant that you're truly paying attention. If you're face-to-face, look the person squarely in the eye. Use facial expressions and other nonverbal clues to show them that you're hearing what they say and that you clearly understand what they mean and what they feel. Number 7, don't overreact. Stay cool. Never react to highly charged words or tones. Hear the person out, then respond. Most people will cool down and begin to talk calmly once they vent their anger and frustrations. Remember, unless you really understand what someone is saying and truly plug into their greatest needs, you are never going to find yourself selling the needs the applicant wants to have fulfilled. Number 8. Take notes and place stars next to the important points, especially when you're on the phone with someone. Let them know by saying, "Just one second, I want to make a note of that." They'll know that you are paying attention to them. During the probe step, whenever you uncover a problem, issue, or benefit that's important to the applicant, place a star in your notes. Keep probing for as many stars as possible, and remember that 3 stars are good, 5 stars are great, and never settle for just 1 star. In the final analysis, customer-focused selling is all about maximizing the 2 master keys to success: asking the right questions and truly listening to get an understanding of someone's deepest desires.